On the show today, we have Ox's very own Tim Tibbles and Bridget Mayon talking about Ox's data analytics solution Query and all the things that come with it. We're talking predictive analytics. We're talking how data analytics benefits credit unions and so much more. Really, really good stuff here from Tim and Bridget. So check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, as you can see, we have the fine team from Ox in the midst. Oh my gosh, I'm excited about this conversation. And we're going to be talking about Ox's Query. But before we get to that, let's do some introductions. Right below us is Ox's very own Bridget Mayon. Bridget, how are you today? Good to see you.
I'm doing great. Awesome. Thank you for having us.
You are welcome. And then right next to me is Mr. Tim Tibbles, also from Ox. Tim, how are you, sir?
Doing great.
Good.
It's great to see you again.
Good to see you again as well. Great to have you guys here because we're talking about Ox's data analytics solution called Query. And we talked about this a number of times, but it's always good to get a refresher on what you guys are doing out there and how data and data analytics is kind of making the world go round, especially in the credit union industry. Can't have data. It's kind of like breathing air. You got to have data as well. So it's amazing how much it affects our lives these days. So Bridget, I'm going to let you go first on this first one here. So tell us a little bit about Ox's data analytics solution Query and just kind of give us a lay of the land here.
Awesome. I'd be happy to.
Sure.
So we kind of did some research probably about 2 years ago. We kind of got started with looking at research and identifying that really small to mid-sized credit unions just did not have affordable access to data analytics solutions. And so Query was actually designed and created specifically for those small to mid-sized credit unions to give them that access to the data and the ability to bring all of their data from all of their various data sources into one true trusted source. Mm-hmm. And so we've created Query with that in mind, and it also provides predictive analytics with AI machine learning that is very, our whole overall product is very affordably priced, and all of the components that we talk about today are included in that product itself. And so our goal is to really at Ox is really to ensure that credit unions can remain viable, strong financial institutions, can really focus on the source of their members and their membership and utilize the data that they have to be able to expand and grow and offer new products and services to their members.
Yeah, and especially like you pointed out at the top of your response, the smaller to mid-sized credit unions as well, who might not have the resources of their larger peers. So this is a truly great tool for those folks out there who really can, you know, use that type of stuff. Cause again, you know, a lot of folks out there are resource challenged. So this helps them out greatly. And so Tim, let's turn to you on this one. So how does data analytics benefit credit unions kind of overall here?
Well, I think data really, you know, the challenge that credit unions really have is that, first of all, from an efficiency standpoint, is that they're always challenged with how many different systems that they've got in their midst, inside their overall ecosystem, and trying to get a real good picture of what their members are using and how they're using the different products, and then looking at overall portfolios is very difficult, at least for credit unions that have, you know, all these different systems. So it's really helpful to bring all that data into one location so that, you know, as Bridget was talking about, that it's a trusted source. So one thing that we do inside Query on a regular basis, we balance back to those original systems where we get data on a daily basis so that there's not that question of, you know, this number doesn't match this number. So, you know, I'm not going to trust it. So, you know, getting back to that trust is we need to build that trust. And the way to do that is to make sure that those numbers are always correct based on where the original data came from.
Mm-hmm.
So from an efficiency standpoint, it's really golden. Also, it builds efficiencies on your front lines even because, you know, they have access to information that enables them to understand how the members are utilizing their services, making sure that they are have, you know, a large share wallet of the members. So rather than just, you know, servicing, you know, one product for that member, they're looking at an entire full portfolio of products for that specific member.
Yeah.
And you know, with data analytics, it enables you to quickly identify, especially with the predictive elements that we've got with Next Best Product, it enables you to identify what are the next products that this member is most likely going to be interested in, rather than just kind of throwing out the message, hey, here's our product, here's our product, here's our product. you're actually saying, hey, I noticed that, you know, you've got a lot of money in your checking account. You know, maybe we can move that into a high yielding certificate. And rather than, you know, having to manually scan what their account looks like, mm-hmm. the efficiency gains are based on, you know, logic that happens on a nightly basis that figures out what those members are most likely going to be interested in,
right?
Based on previous history of members taking out products and services with that credit union. So that not only builds efficiency because they're able to service the members quickly, it also starts to have an impact on revenue, how deeply you've got the overall product mixed with those members on right. on loans. So making sure that they, you know, when a member is, you know, starting to become interested in, say, trading out their car because the loan's a little bit older,
yeah.
you know, you're able to really, you know, get in front of that member and identify that, you know, it's been, you know, it looks like it's been about 4 years. I noticed that you typically trade out your loan on a, you know, every 4 years. So let's start talking about, you know, are you going to be, you know, looking into a new automobile soon? So that can either be done through your marketing channels or when you're actually sitting down and talking with the member. So when the member is coming down to, you know, the front lines, they can, you know, immediately identify what products and services are most effective for that member and, you know, get them purchasing loans, you know, looking at, you know, certificate products that they might be interested in, looking at, you know, maybe they don't have a checking account or, you know, where are they at in the overall life cycle mm-hmm. of that membership. And then that can be done on the front lines. It can be done, you know, over the phone, or it can be done through your marketing channels or even in your online banking. You can do a data dip into the recommended products and services that Query has to, that it's recommended that the credit mm-hmm. union's offering for those
right.
members. So really increasing that overall share of wallet, and then also having those downstream effects of getting higher yield on loans and being able to, you know, generate interest, interchange income in non-interest products. So
yeah. Interesting. And as you're talking, Tim, and I see Bridget shaking her head or nodding mm-hmm. her head as well, and in total agreement here, obviously. And I've learned a new term, at least it's new to me this year, and it's the term show me, you know me. And that's what the data analytics allows a credit union to do. You talked about it with the automobile loans example that you said, and that's where it popped in my head. It's like, oh my gosh, if your credit union can show the member that they know them, show you know me, that's huge. And that's where the data analytics comes in. Bridget, can you want to respond to that real quick, just to add something to that?
Absolutely. And I think I love the quote, show me, you know me, because that's really what members are looking for. They are looking, I mean, that's what differentiates credit unions from other financial institutions. And if you can utilize the tools that are available to really pull the data that you have already in-house mm-hmm. and utilize that to maximize that personalization for those members, that is paramount.
Yep.
And it definitely will make a difference in your member overall experience.
Yeah. And credit unions are always trying to build that trust factor, that loyalty.
Absolutely.
And this is the key right here to getting there. So Tim, I'm going to come back to you on this one. What kind of data can be connected through Query to meet these goals, to achieve these goals that credit unions ultimately want?
Well, essentially, you can connect any data into the system, but of course, you know, that takes effort. So our development teams are always ready to, you know, whenever we've got a new client coming on or an existing client, say, hey, you know, I'd like to be able to pull information, say, out of this lending origination system, or pulling data out of a mortgage system that is not necessarily integrated into your core. We can pull that in, use our overall logic to be able to cleanse that information and make it match those members based on some kind of criteria coming
okay.
out of the other system. So it can be anything from core data to, you know, lending origination systems, next best product integrations, having the ability to, you know, look at card servicing platforms, any kind of integration like your workflow management solutions,
mm-hmm,
you know, being able to identify what different steps that the members are going through, looking at your new membership platforms. So basically location where you've got data in your overall enterprise, you can bring that in and get that consolidated view of your member.
And that's definitely a good thing, a good thing. And I want to move to predictive analytics. And Bridget mentioned this in her first response too. I'm eternally fascinated with predictive analytics and just how to kind of getting out in front of everything here. And again, really being proactive and showing the member that you know them through the data. So how can a credit union benefit from this? And also, you know, obviously Query offers this as well. So Tim, I mean, can you share the benefits here? I mean, I think we all know the answer here, but I want to get your take and yours as well, Bridget, after Tim talks. So that'd be really cool to get both of your takes on this one.
Sure.
Well, I think the overall next best product that we offer, which is included in the price, we don't charge extra for the next best product engine. What it does is it goes out and it looks at any relationships that you've had in the past over time. Let's say that we've got, a year and a half worth of data of what products and services members have been taking out on a regular basis. And then we classify all the different members based on statistical models of what the propensity to purchase a particular product was based on that historical evidence.
Yeah.
And so it goes across all the different things. So just like a couple of examples might be, let's say that a member, like we were talking about before, had a lot of balances in your deposit products, but they don't necessarily have, let's say, your credit card product, or they don't have a mortgage with you yet, or their loan is starting to come due. Those are pretty much the simple examples. Mm-hmm. Some of the other examples might be, and we're actually enhancing the next best product to do this over the next year, is looking at transactional level information. What third-party financial institutions are they actually communicating
with? Oh, really?
Where they're actually funding other products and services out of, say, your checking account.
Oh, wow.
So let's say that they've got, a Chase credit card.
Yeah.
Or they've got a mortgage with Wells Fargo or whatever. Mm-hmm. We can see those transactions actually going through the system, and then we can work with the actual marketing department then to identify those likely products and services and essentially cross-selling or taking over those accounts and pulling them in,
right?
Bringing those in to the overall product mix rather than having them work with three or four different financial institutions. You might be able to get them into
That would be huge.
100% of the products on your portfolio.
Oh, that's so cool. Bridget, I see you nodding your head down there about predictive analytics. I mean, I just love this stuff. So it's so much fun. I feel like a detective or an investigator when it comes to this type of stuff. I want to get your take on this as well.
I'm going to tell you, I tell Tim all the time, this is my favorite part. This is my favorite part because I come from retail experience, working in, I'm not going to say how many years, but years of service and working with members. And this is the part that is so exciting because it's the part that really you can kind of hone in based on what the membership is doing as a whole and identify those different scenarios where I may not even recognize that this is something that I may need, but my trends and transactions and what I do as a member, well, the system with the AI and machine learning that it processes every night, it continues to learn, well, can generate and respond and send to me something that I really do need, but maybe I'm not aware that I need it. And so let's say I'm on my online banking and I'm just doing my regular balancing and reviewing transactions, and the information can send through that channel, through a marketing app, through that channel to offer me something that I really need. And so as the member experience, I'm identifying and looking at, wow, my credit union just gave me this personal offer that is really exactly what I need right now. Mm-hmm. And looking at, where I am, maybe it's an item option to balance transfer, credit cards at 0% for a period of time. And I'm really in the need for that. And now I recognize it because it's been offered. And so it's that opportunity that you don't get to miss. But most importantly, the credit union, yes, we would be able to do additional sales, increase revenue, interchange income, all of those type of things. But at the same time, your membership experience, the experience of that member to be able to recognize and identify that my credit union offered that to me personally, and it's exactly what I needed at exactly the right time, for the exact terms or whatever. It's really what I was looking for, but I just wasn't really aware or focused or in tune to what was happening overall to even know it. And so it's that, it's just that extra kind of to be able to be proactive and really get that information out to the members. So I mean, of course, I've been around in banking and finance for quite some time, and to see these type of products that are available currently is exciting. If I had that 10, 15, 20 years ago, wow, where would we be now?
Right? I know, we would all be saying that. So. We would all be saying, wow, right now, for sure. And you mentioned the magic recipe right there, giving me the right product at the right time, at the right, right price, all that type of stuff. Exactly. Yeah, that's, and that's where that predictive stuff comes in. So, so handy. So, all right, hey, next question, and it's for both of you, but Bridget, I'm going to let you go first on this one. So what do you see as the biggest hurdle that might be preventing some credit unions from taking this plunge? I'm like, oh my gosh, why would they not? So what are some of the hurdles here that you see, Bridget?
Exactly. I think some of the hurdles, first and foremost, sometimes it's just really the overall just maybe lack of understanding and just knowledge of what really data analytics can really do. And I think we hear lots of, you know, oh, we need the data, we need the data, we have the data, but we're maybe looking at it from just a simple perspective and knowing that it is very complex, but it's really easy. It's not hard to do, but to be able to really recognize and understand that these data sources that you're already getting this information from, and it's really usually a more manual process.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think sometimes just that fear of stepping out and not really understanding, and you know, just the perception that it is just too complex. It's too much, it's too big, it's a big project. That we, you know, we don't want to really take over or undertake right now. But in reality, you're already working with the data. You're already doing it, and you're really doing it in many cases, sometimes in a more complex manner without the data analytics, because you're having to pull from each individual source mm-hmm. to pull that information together. And yeah. working with a really good data analytics platform will really be able to provide with that support. So I think that's one of the biggest challenges.
Yeah, the resources are out there to help out. And folks like you are out there really helping out, creating, especially the smaller to mid-sized ones for sure. So,
right.
And Tim, I want to get your take on this one as well. What's the biggest hurdle that you see out there right now?
Well, I think that, you know, a lot of times, you know, to Bridget's point, it's like, wow, they see this huge obstacle in front of them and it just looks so big.
Yeah. Yeah.
What we've done is that we've really tried to pull this together with us and are working with our partners to bring this into a comprehensive solution so that people aren't, you know, scared about it. You know, they, you know, when they start looking at it and say, you know, I've got to hire data analysts, I've got to hire a data architect, I've got to hire, you know, BI developers to build dashboards and all this kind of stuff. Well, we build out that for you. We have a complete team that, you know, sets up query, sets up all the different data imports and everything that need to happen. So they don't have to make this huge investment anymore. And for really the price of almost a single person during, you know, a year, we're able to provide the entire solution, daily loads, the predictive analytics, all the dashboards, the ability for them to write their own custom reports.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's really the full thing. So, you know, we've really tried to capture this into, you know, a comprehensive product so that they're not, you know, just, you know, essentially stonewalled and, you know, feel scared. It's just like, wow, finally,
yeah.
There's a place I can go and one-stop solution.
Completely.
And I'm not going to have to go out and purchase, you know, all these third-party products to get my analytics to actually work. You just work with us and, you know, we bring it to bear. So.
Yeah. And when you're going out to these different, I mean, just makes the whole thing that much more complicated when it doesn't have to be. So yeah.
Right.
So you guys are way, way ahead of us. And so, and Bridget, I want to, before I let you guys go, I understand that you guys are partnering with Thrive on a data activation series course. Do you want to share with
yes.
a little bit about that?
Yes,
this sounds pretty exciting.
Absolutely.
For folks. And you
we
guys.
Are very excited about this. So we are, that is correct. We are partnering with Thrive, founders Ann Lake. And there is, she has a product that we're working with her on. It's called CU Elevation.
Okay.
And so what this is, it's a 7-part series. And it's a data activation series. And that's the part that's really exciting. It's like, who does not want to activate their data? And so basically what it is, it's a practical data application program that really, it gives you the opportunity as a credit union to join in and attend these courses. And I have to say, the monetary investment is very, very small compared to what the actual cost
oh, yeah.
is. It's actually only $200 right now for each participant with the special that we have. And it normally is around like about $8.95.
At least.
So it's a definitely significant. But what it does is it gives you the training and it allows you to work with Anne, who's an expert in this field, and to go through all of the different areas and different channels of what it takes to activate your data. Because the data is one source, but also there has to be within the credit union a culture that's data driven. And there has to be to make sure that you're utilizing, because sometimes that may be another thing that may deter some credit unions. They're just not sure what to do with the data. Well, this data activation series, it's really easy to work with. Your time is only 1 hour. Twice a week for these 4 week period. And so that way you can, it's not a lot of time and investment. And so you can attend these courses and it will assist you. And we really encourage people to participate with it. Even, you know, it's not just for our product or our data analytics solution. We really want to be able to help credit unions understand why the data is important, how they can activate their data from their membership, what they can do with it, how they can actually enhance their credit union and allow it to continue to grow and move forward by activating the data that's already there and available.
Yes.
So the course is, like I said, really simple to do, really simple to engage with. We do have more information on our landing page at ox.com. So we can... ask them to pull it up, but we just wanted to share that it's something that's available and we're making it available because we know how important data is.
Yeah.
And we know that it's an area that credit unions definitely are working to grow more into, and we want to be able to help and participate in that.
Yeah, and to make it more manageable too, like you guys were talking about earlier, it's not this intimidating type thing. You know, there's ways to manage it because, I mean, it can be intimidating, like you were saying earlier, Tim, this big stone wall in front of you that you got to get over, but it can be managed for sure. And if anybody knows Anne Legg, oh my gosh, she's got energy and then some, but yes, this course, and she'll make it a ton of fun. It's going to be totally an adventure. You guys will have a blast and you'll get all the takeaways, all the practical stuff that you need out of it. So good on you guys for partnering up with Anne. So well done.
Right, so they'll just visit our site at oxteam.com. Okay.
And I'll put the link in the show notes. Yeah, I'll put the link in the show notes so people can get right to it as well. So they can just click on it and boom, they're there. So yeah. All right. And Tim, anything else to add on that one, on the Thrive partnership?
Well, I think, you know, like you're saying, I mean, Anne is wonderful to work with. She really focuses on your credit union when she works with each individual in these classes to identify those use cases that your credit union is most interested in.
Mm-hmm.
So that when you're actually starting to engage us, it's timed specifically to where when we go live with your installation of query, that you're ready to start, you know, working on those specific use cases. So it really accelerates. That's the whole thing, is to accelerate your team, to start taking advantage of that information as soon as possible.
No doubt. And the other great thing about Anne is that she has a credit union background. She has worked at credit unions. She knows this stuff backwards and forwards. So you're getting the front lines approach here. So yeah, good stuff. Yep. Alrighty, guys. I know you guys have lots of work to do, so I don't want to keep you too much longer, but anything else to add to wrap up? Bridget, I'll let you go first. Any final thoughts on this?
Final thoughts are just that we're excited to have the opportunity to really be able to work with credit unions and to continue to work with them to help them move and grow forward, and that the data analytics and the data that they have currently available, it is just absolutely paramount that credit unions really start to focus on that data and to really be data driven to use that information to really expand and grow. We don't want credit unions to only have the opportunity to grow by mergers. We want them to be able to have the opportunity to grow individually and maintain their field of membership and really the support they dream of doing. And so the credit union movement is real, and utilizing that data is a definite key source to continue to grow.
Indeed. And organic growth is a good thing.
Absolutely.
And Tim, I'll let you have the final word here, sir.
We are continuing to develop query very rapidly. We do monthly or less releases of the application right into our cloud environment. So every new capability is made available to all the different clients. And we are really excited about getting those new capabilities out there as soon as possible. And the credit unions are really excited about the platform once they get on it.
So. No doubt. And they're going to benefit big time from this for sure. So, all right, guys. Well, I'm going to let you guys get back to work. Thank you so much, Tim and Bridget. Your time today has been absolutely wonderful. So we appreciate you guys coming on and sharing all this great information as well as your partnership with Thrive. So yeah, it's going to be, there's just, looks like it's a good times ahead. So credit unions need to take advantage of this for sure. So again, thank you very much for your time and keep up the good work there at Ox. We look forward to the next chat.
Thank you.